The Q in Q-tip stands for quality.
Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Bear came back.
I did.
On the show last week, and you were hibernating or something.
I had some things that was prior engaging.
Were you hiking in the woods?
I was hiking in the woods. No, that's outside then.
Oh, yeah. Outside Louisiana is a little ridiculous.
Like right now, dude, it hit 90-something.
90-something degrees, and
those are
June.
Big numbers.
Yeah. So we opened the entire show up with Leaving Earth by Mass Effect 3, or from Mass Effect 3. I'm sure that's not the artist, Mass Effect 3.
I still swear I'm going to play.
It's so good. I would say Mass Effect 2 is probably my favorite chapter in the trilogy.
I did really enjoy the second.
But 3, it was really, really good. Like, super, super good. It felt like they were trying to tie up a lot of loose ends.
I mean, they were.
And it's not...
I will give it, it's been long enough. I don't have an excuse.
Yeah, I mean, you might have to replay all of them. And you know what? Playing Mass Effect 1, that's going to be hard.
Is it because when I play Mass Effect 2, I replay Mass Effect 1?
I would just use a trainer to get all the story points the way you want them. Like, get a base save or whatever, change all the story points to the way you want them to be, and then just move on. Because...
amazing.
One, it was really hard to play, in my opinion.
I think we need a remastered edition. I think that's where we're at with that.
Well, speaking of remastered editions, we'll talk about that a little bit later. This is the show
we
drop nerd knowledge on you every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. and online at regular intervals, I guess. Not regular intervals, just at intervals.
Those are definitely not regular.
We're not regular, but I mean...
Regular is like your heartbeat, hopefully.
Right, well, palpitation of internet blog updates. We do have everything online, though.
Palpitate all over the internet.
Bear, what is our website?
You can go to exppoints.com if you double tap the P.
We also have social media. You can go to exppoints.com/social, and you can check out Facebook, Twitter, Google. Thanks for following us, by the way. We got a lot of followers.
For the follows. That's awesome.
Bear and I were talking about it actually during the intro song. We were talking about how I have this stupid little robot that says, "Hey, thanks XYZ for following us. If you have anything, you just talk to us online."
He's dancing right now.
It feels
like
so dumb because
typing.
It feels so artificial. But you know, we set that up with the intention of you feeling like we cared, and we do care. But we were not. You're way better at Twitter than I am.
Yeah, I'm all about the Twitter.
I realize
if anyone's following us, they can't find me because I'm hiding.
Yeah, yes. It's Where's Waldo type of bear edition.
Although if you find me, good gerb.
Good gerb. We are going to cut to a song. We are going to come back, and we are going to talk about some stuff. This is Save World, Get Girl by I Fight Dragons. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Listen to this on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Save World, Get Girl by I Fight Dragons. We both fight dragons.
Always.
We got dragons of our own, in fact. We got Khaleesi level of dragons.
Khaleesi level dragons?
I am watching a ton of Game of Thrones.
I should watch the actual show.
Yeah, I caught up.
Because it's no longer following the books, is my understanding.
I had some fan theories, I guess, from
the Reddit.
Not all of them, but a few of them. Yeah, they were wrecked. I'm not going to say anything on the show because, we have people that may have not caught up or whatever. People that don't want to watch in favor of watching.
Obama got to watch this season before anyone.
Yeah, no, that's...
Big jerky
And that's
jerk.
Cool. Yeah, at least he hasn't spoiled it for us. Maybe hopefully he won't do that before the season
Dude,
ends.
Dude, wouldn't that just be hilarious?
Let me be clear. Arya, she is not going to the command center the entire thing. He could really ruin it.
Oh yeah, he absolutely could. Like in a weekly address, it'd be hilarious.
This is the segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. Bear, we talk about you. You actually have at least 2 weeks to catch us up.
Do not make me do more content.
I don't know what happened. I'll help you out because you ordered a laptop.
I did order a laptop.
You are a beast of a laptop.
I ordered an amazing laptop.
I know. Back in the day, because Bear and I used to live together, and the good times, the good years.
That was. Honestly, one of the best apartments ever. We called it, guys, get this, the apartment.
It was called the apartment.
It was the official name with a logo and everything.
But ever since we were living with our parents and then kind of getting out and going to college and doing all that stuff, we were big into building our own computers.
Right.
Big, honking, full ATX, extended ATX.
Yeah, yeah. I always had the biggest.
It was the case that was so big, if it fell on you, you'd die.
You're done.
Don't call the cops. Don't call the ambulance. Just divvy up my stuff.
Please just take the hard drives, burn them.
Right, right. Yeah. Do me a solid. Get a drill press.
It's six holes evenly spaced in a circle. circle.
That's it. So we
by the way, just in case anyone sees me kill over.
Or microwave, because Mr. Robot. If you haven't watched Mr. Robot, I highly recommend.
Yeah, that's. I like that show because it was fairly realistic. And they used actual tools and stuff
What? So you got this laptop, this is a gaming laptop.
Well, no, it's not. It's not a gaming laptop. It is a
Lenovo.
You're
going to use it to game.
So I am going to use it to produce
entertainment for
slack
yourself.
Off in game. No, it's a Lenovo P70, which is their top-end workstation model. See, I mean, it's Lenovo, so it's not gaming. It's a workstation. You have
barely,
to understand
barely that because it's Lenovo. It's not IBM, guys. Sorry. But anyway.
Okay, I see how you feel. I see it. I get you.
Oh, they sold out. What can I say?
Oh, well, anyway, you know, we're
it can play
money.
Undertale, I'm guessing.
Play Undertale, I hope. I'm sending it
the
back.
The joke is, you know, you bought your 100
right.
or 101S. You bought
No, it's all 100S.
Okay,
right.
So you bought the 100S.
By Lenovo.
To play Undertale because it was affordable and it played Undertale.
Well, okay, what happened? I've lost all my technology. Computer died. I set on my tablet. My phone is crushed into a million pieces as always. And I needed some type, and I sold my laptop. Yeah. And so I needed some computing device because I'm really running out of computing devices.
Right.
So I got the 100S. It's $150.
I almost feel like you should get the 100S and then just pay for a streaming service. Like
I honestly didn't even think about that.
You just play all of these awesome games from like 5 years ago because they don't have any of the new games. Yeah. I want to play Assassin's Creed 3. Oh, yeah, they got that one. Okay, fine now.
Yeah, so no, the 100S was $150. Plays Undertale, and I mean, that's what I honestly do with it mostly. That, and I also actually use it to watch anime.
Awesome.
And, you know, other video thingies that exist.
Things that don't take power on the machine. That you
right,
just
not necessarily. Yeah, like streaming services are great. It does its job for $150. I'm not complaining. Yeah. I think it's a great device. I'm going to say it on the air, and I promise I'm going to do it. I will do a review of the P70 when it gets in.
Very cool.
With comparison shots to the 100S, because that's what I'm upgrading from. I should benchmark both of them and compare the two.
I had, you know.
Because it would be hilarious.
It's not even a comparison.
Yeah.
But so the new one shipped. The P70
The new
shipped.
One actually shipped today,
awesome.
Even though they're toying with my heart, because yesterday I got an email saying, sorry, we're running out of parts.
Come
it's going to ship
Lenovo.
Next week.
Quit playing
and
games.
And then today
with
I get another
heart.
Email, and it's shipped, so okay. It should be in. They're saying the 14th.
It might even be there.
No, they're going to say the 14th.
Okay.
They've been toying with
you
me.
Never
so
know.
Yeah, I'm going to go home. It's
if
just going to be sitting
if,
there.
So I actually over Memorial Day weekend, I noticed that the post office was still running. Like they were delivering. They delivered things to my house that weren't.
It's actually the weekend I ordered this laptop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because
you never know. It might be in sooner than you think.
Maybe it was nice because they're having a 25% off sale, and
that's almost
a
quarter off.
Almost. If you do the math and I carry the one, it's about one fourth off.
Like I said,
And that number that I paid them was a ridiculous amount of money.
Awesome.
I looked at it earlier today and built the same system. That number is
even
more
ridiculous number.
So I'm expecting big things from this laptop.
Awesome.
I'll hit you up with that.
Maybe you shouldn't ever just like run it on your lap, like. It's a health hazard, right? Like
I don't know. Like, it's huge. So, I mean, I feel like I'm going to have a desk I'll put it on.
Yeah. That's.
I also ordered a Pelican case for it.
Yeah, you show me the Pelican case.
$14.95.
This is a Pelican case that, you know, whoops, I dropped it. Oh, it just went into the volcano. Just pull it out. It'll be fine.
I'm sorry. When I spent this much on a device, I want it to survive the apocalypse.
It's almost like the president would handcuff this to his wrist.
I'm pretty sure you would carry the nuclear launch codes in this thing.
That's what it looked like.
So
well, that's cool.
That should actually be in, I think, tomorrow.
So you did a lot of shopping.
I did. I spent a lot
shopping
of money.
Around, throwing some money around.
I did all that. Finished reading that Harry Potter book I was reading. Started reading Robopocalypse.
Okay.
Which is an interesting book by the same guy who wrote How to Survive the Robot Uprising. But
okay.
This is a novel.
That's good. No, I mean, I feel like he should know.
I mean, yeah, I'm assuming he's kind of got this. So far, I've just started. It's a pretty good book. And I also rewatched Cowboy Bebop. I finished rewatching
again.
Oh, man,
Cowboy Bebop.
Dude.
I'm telling you.
I love that. That's honestly one of my favorite animes.
Yes.
Cowboy Bebop and Outlaw Star are like, for me personally.
It's nice because that's from a segment of anime and a segment of time and a specific style of like late 80s to mid 90s. Anime style that we don't get a lot of things like that anymore.
Right.
And I picked up a new anime that I think you've already seen enough of.
Yeah, I've seen. It's currently running, right?
Yeah, it's currently running. They have eight episodes.
I may need to catch up on a couple episodes.
I'm
but
four episodes behind. I'm four episodes in of Cabaneri.
I think we may be around the same spot.
Yeah, Cabaneri of the Iron Fortress. And they have a very similar anime style.
Yes, they do.
They have a very similar anime style.
My favorite thing.
Trains.
They have trains.
Honestly, it reminds me of Snowpiercer with, like, zombies. Nice. That's what it reminds me of. Yeah, Snowpiercer in the fact that, hey, we're stuck on a train. Zombies in the fact that they're zombies. Honestly, it's Attack on Titan, but instead of big naked people, it's just smaller, faster, more strong people. The great thing is it's actually by Studio Wit, which did Attack on Titan.
Yes.
And I think it's the same
director. I think that's actually
why
all my friends started watching it.
Yeah, it's really, really good. I would recommend it. Cabaneri of the Iron Fortress, streaming online, a bunch of other places. And
yeah,
really, really
check
nice. You know, if you can't find it online, then you really aren't looking, because I know Horrible Subs and Anime RG, like, they are releasing.
Is it on Crunchyroll?
I don't think so. That's not where I saw it. So I saw it on some other third. I don't even know if it's a legit streaming site, but it streamed and I watched it. So,
great market.
That was sort of that. Kept playing a little bit.
I'm going to get that URL. I'm sorry. I just thought graymarketanime.com.
Graymarketanime.com.
Double tap the P.
That's not. let's see. What else did I do? I played a little more of The Witcher. I'm trying to beat the main storyline and get to the Sahn and the new Blood and Wine DLC, but I haven't yet. I did complete Far Harbor. That was nice. It was a good little chunk of DLC I enjoyed. I actually got the latest Humble Bundle Monthly, and there are a few games that I'll be trying and sort of giving micro reviews on that are out there. Specifically, I can't remember. It's what replaced Supreme Commander. It's something Annihilation. Not Total Annihilation.
Global?
It's something Annihilation.
I'm
then Titans.
Words at this point.
It's the Titans version. And I have Planetary. Planetary Annihilation.
Okay, yes.
That was the first version, and it sucked. It was terrible, and I hate it, and it's really bad, and it was, like, really expensive on Kickstarter and a huge letdown.
Yeah, I remember
letdown.
That. Cause, yeah, I remember. Well, I've kind of given up on Kickstarter things.
No,
well,
it wasn't Kickstarter's problem, because
No. I'm not saying Kickstarter's a problem, but I've had several things I backed on Kickstarter that I don't know. I'm just waiting
through.
On. Yeah, I say I've given up on it. I haven't. I'm lying.
I've gotten
I still spend
almost
money
everything.
On things I don't have.
I've gotten almost everything.
Maybe you just get better campaigns than me.
Maybe. Well, I don't back a campaign unless I usually go, hey, I want to discover a campaign, and it's already been fully funded. Like I was on the cutting edge of the new Pebble Time 2 and Pebble 2 thing. I was in the early bird version of that, and I knew it was going to get funded, and it instantly got. It's still in like in the Kickstarter mode, and I think that they are well over like 1,000% funded or something. It's ridiculous how much money they're ranking in, you know. And but so Planetary Annihilation, I think, was a Kickstarter, and then it was a green light, and it was something like $60 or $90 or whatever for the game on Steam. And it's terrible. It's sucky. It's just really, really bad. But then they had Planetary Annihilation Titans, which was a paid-for expansion that was a standalone expansion, sort of like Supreme Commander Forged Alliance, more or less. That's actually a pretty decent game.
Oh, that's good.
You know, if you look, it's weird. If you look on the Steam reviews, it's like negative to mixed for the first one. The Titan version, though, is like actually pretty good. So. You know, really interesting there.
I got you.
Yeah, so I'll be doing a couple little micro reviews of some of those games and just kind of throwing some of that stuff out there on Video Game Rewind. I haven't really done much with the site lately. There's a couple other things we're working on in the background that we're not really talking about. But Video Game Rewind, the Experience Points Radio Show, this show.
Yeah, hey,
and
we're
then,
doing that
then. And then Tech Kazoo. They're all up. They're all working. They're mostly production.
I'm upset about that.
That's okay. That's okay. We are going to cut to a song, come back, and talk about some of the news of the week. This is My OCD by Rhett and Link. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Baron.
This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
That picture frame. Those hooks.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
And I am still Red.
That was My OCD by Rhett and Link. Let's jump right into some of our news that
we're
going to talk
about.
A while back, we talked about Fallout 4 for Xbox One getting mods.
And okay, yeah.
That came out in, I think, January or something. That was the Xbox One creation kit or something. That was great.
Good job for you console people.
And we sort of mused at the comicalness of PC Gaming Master Race, the modders for PCs. They've been doing this for a long time. We've been able to mod Bethesda games on PC for a very, very long time, forever. And there's a big,
some pretty good mods.
There's a big community behind it. You know, Nexus
definitely.
Mods, the Steam Workshop. There are a big community. There are names that you know when you see it at the beginning of a mod or whatever. You know that it's quality.
Right, yeah.
And that's only because it's had its evolution period, and we're stable now. But it's sort of...
Sure, we're stable.
Well,
PC Gamer Master Race. We're stable.
More or less. But it's still sort of just like the wild, wild west in as far as the consoles mods are concerned. Because they're brand new. We just got console mods. And console modders are few and far between.
Because who wants to do that?
Well, the people that mod these games, they have PCs, and they mod for PCs.
Right.
And it's either because they don't want to bring their mods to the console for a few reasons. It's either, well, we have too many dependencies, or
right. You
know, the console manufacturers aren't supporting it, or Bethesda's not very happy with it, or Bethesda's not going to be very, you know, forthcoming with helping us. You know, we're not going to benefit from it. I'm not going to use the console. It's not going to be able to be that good on the console because of it being a console and not a PC. Or because I'm a PC gamer and you're a console peasant and you don't deserve a mod.
That is a thing that exists.
That's a terrible mentality.
It is horrible.
But it does exist, you know? So that has sort of prompted some fallout for Xbox modders to start stealing some content.
Right.
And it's not like whenever you present a mod, this mod is necessarily like yours. It's certainly something you did. But
actually, how does that intellectual property fall?
Well, so it's artwork. You are doing the artwork in a lot of cases, and you are doing a lot of the coding.
You definitely,
right?
If you do proper channels, like the, you owning that.
I think it's one of those things where people just need to be given proper credit and be asked because. As a modder, I've modded some games before, and if somebody wants to take some code that I wrote for a game and put it into another game or whatever, as long as my name was in some way, shape, or form on what I put. Effort on,
yeah.
Then I think that's okay. You know, I feel like that's a necessary step, though. You have to give credit where credit is due, and I don't want my name on something that is terrible. I want my name on something that's good, something that I put my you know time and effort into. So, what's happening though are other modders, new users, people that don't have any clout or whatever in the community, they're taking existing mods, the top mods on the Nexus mods or Steam Workshop, whatever, and they are reworking them. They're porting them using the creation kit into the Xbox world, and they're not giving any credit where credit is due. And the interesting thing is,
that's the biggest issue.
Bethesda isn't really managing this because they want people to play their game, and they don't want to tick these people off. And then on the other side, the only thing that the real legitimate mod creator can do is file a DMCA takedown notice. That's a Digital Millennium Copyright Act notice.
Right.
The problem with that is there are a lot of steps. To do that, you have to do a lot of work to file it. You have to submit signatures of the people that authorized to act on your behalf. You have to get identification of the work that they are infringing upon. You have to get the material. You have to get the information that's sufficient to allow the service provider to act on your behalf. You have to do a lot of this. And if you're not a lawyer and you've never done DMCA, which modders typically don't.
Right. It's someone who's doing
it. It's a lot of effort. But it sucks that that's sort of where we're at in a gaming community where you're just going to steal things. And it seems weird. Oh, we're stealing things as a gaming community. But
that's something we've always
done.
From
the gaming community.
But from our own.
From one modder to another.
Now, I do kind of like the dystopian future of like console gamers and PC gamers throwing mice and controllers at each other in the great war to follow.
It's just a modder from another mother. You know, you gotta calm down.
Right here on EXP points.
That's it. Modder from another mother. Moving on. We talked about Oculus. We talked about Vive. We talked about
some VR.
We talked about all the VR stuff
done with
that we
this
had.
Reality. So why not?
VR is looking so good, so much better. Sega apparently is taking it up to the next level. They are working with a company called Zero Latency on a big, giant co-op shooter that takes place in a warehouse, right?
So this is interesting.
This is pretty interesting. And the VR headsets, which are Zero Latency's own technology,
right.
And they look like... they look like Oculuses with PlayStation Moves attached to them on their head. So you got this big glowy orb.
I look at the picture. It's hilarious.
And you have weapons that also have big glowy
orbs. On the plus side, everyone will be wearing these, so no one will know.
No one will be able to see it. But apparently, the hardware is all proprietary, and you're in this big, giant, you know, I imagine checkered room or checkered warehouse.
We'll call it a holodeck.
A holodeck or whatever. That's really what it is, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I love how we're getting there.
All the obstacles will be there in real life. but they won't look that great. But then when you see them in the VR world, you'll see all these really cool things.
Like stack up boxes and things like that,
Or have a, think about paintball. You know, you have those inflatable things in paintball, and if you have headsets with headphones on, and maybe, I don't know, I guess maybe a backpack or a headset pack or something that can produce the stuff and radio in, then it could be really, really neat. You could bump up against something, and you can kind of have team tactics.
I didn't realize like the objects were going to be there. That's really awesome, actually.
A lot of the hardware is actually made by a military contractor, which is really cool because the guns, the backpacks, all of that stuff is built to last, sort of. It's built to be military mil-spec in a lot of
I'm all about mil-spec things recently.
So that's pretty cool in my opinion.
I think that's amazing, and I want to get in and play.
I want to do
How do we sign up?
It's not there yet. And this is zero latency is actually in Australia. So I don't know from the documentation.
We need
I have
a sponsor
right now,
because we do a radio show.
Yeah, so it's from the Kotaku article. It says there's no word on any kind of projected release or completion for the project. And that's from Luke Plunkett. So there's nothing yet that we know of.
Except it's a thought. It's going to happen.
It is a thought, and hopefully it will happen. Let's talk about some bad news.
What a segue, jeez.
Breaking into that.
Ow.
Horizon Zero Dawn. That's the, you play the girl, well, so far we've only seen the chick, but you play the chick in the future, you shoot robotic dinosaurs. That has been delayed until February 2017. So February 28th, next year. But they did release a new trailer, and it did look pretty hot. They say the Guerrilla Games managing director, Herman Hulst, said via their blog, "It wasn't an easy choice to make. We know many of you have been anxious to play the game since we first announced it. However, we also want to ensure that Horizon Zero Dawn lives up to the visuals and gameplay quality that our games are known for. The new date affords us extra time required to deliver fully on our ambitious vision for Horizon Zero Dawn." That sucks. End quote. I'm sorry. That sucks. But
is that sucks part of the quote?
No.
End quote. That would have been amazing.
End quote. That sucks. It sucks because it's right before E3. You know, E3's coming up, and you know, it would have been great if they would have been like, you know, it still would be good. Psych, it's out today. You know,
Hey-o.
If they drop that, that'd be great.
Kind of like my laptop shipping.
It would be great, but you know, it's unfortunate it's out until February. But I really do trust Guerrilla Games. Like Guerrilla Games, it did the. I think they did the Red Faction. No, I'm sorry. That's Red Faction Guerrilla. That's something completely different. I can't remember what Guerrilla
Games
did.
I'm judging you.
Maybe they did the Killzone. Was that them?
Did they? I don't know.
I can't remember.
Don't make me a liar,
I know that I've played
You're
games.
You're already a liar.
I know that I've liked games that they have done. That because I recognize the name. I know I like the games that they produce. I can't remember the games. I'm pretty sure it's the Killzone games.
Matt just likes Gorillaz.
I love Gorillaz. The music's great. We are going to cut to a song, and we are going to come back, and we are going to talk about some more stuff. This is Torquay by Gabrielle Robin. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still experience points. I'm MG.
I am Red Bear.
That's Torquay by Gabrielle Robin. I played that for a very specific reason because that was on one of the Ghosts in the Shell. I think it was on one of the movies. It may have been in one of the shows. I can't remember.
Gotcha.
But anyway, it was in Ghosts in the Shell, and there was a point to play that because we got our first shot of Scarlett Johansson and Pilo Asbiak on the set of Ghosts in the Shell in Hong Kong. I'm assuming that this is going to be a remake of the first movie. Of Ghost in the Shell.
I don't know.
One.
Have they said anything about what it is?
I don't think that they've actually. They just say it's a Ghost in the Shell film, and all of Ghost in the Shell films took place in Japan, Hong Kong, you know, in like that market-esque atmosphere or whatever. So this could easily be any of those, you know, any of those movies.
Yeah. So I don't know where it's gonna fall.
I don't know where it falls. We were covering Ghost in the Shell a while back because Scarlett Johansson is going to be Motoko Kusanagi, Major Kusanagi, and And Asbiak was playing Bato, and I don't know from the images we saw, Bato's got these really awesome like robotic eyes, right?
Yeah.
This guy wasn't wearing contact lenses though; he had just normal eyes. He had the jacket and the hair and everything.
They could fix it in post.
They could do that in post, you know.
It may take place before he has the robotic eyes.
I don't
remember the story.
I don't know that I ever saw him without the robot eyes. You know, without the enhancements.
I'm just saying it could be a storyline that's not been done yet.
It could be, but I don't know. I don't know that they'd want to do that.
Throwing things at the wall.
I don't know that they should do that. I think if they're going to do anything of the very first movie, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
that would be something I would prefer them to do, only because it was really, really good. But the pacing—that's the weird thing. The first movie, the pacing was very slow. It was methodical, and I don't know that that's something that they're going to be able to do,
especially not with a modern audience.
Right, very, very effective.
Can't have a 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Right. Yeah, I was actually watching a Kubrick, a documentary on Kubrick, or I think it was maybe every scene a painting or something. And it was they were talking about Kubrick and all of his movies. You know, just every possible movie that he made, about all the different little things and little things that he added to the movie. I didn't realize it, but we couldn't have a Kubrick director today. We couldn't.
Absolutely not. I'm glad we had that in history.
It wouldn't work. And
no, people would not watch his stuff.
It's unfortunate, right? Because
I think so. Our attention spans suck.
So, you know, I love Ghost in the Shell 1, and I didn't care so much for the remake, like 2.0, Ghost in the Shell 2.0. Didn't care for the remake that came out, I think, in 2008, 2009 or whatever. Or maybe it was like 2011. I can't remember. It came out more recently than not. Because they CGI-fied things that didn't need to be CGI-fied. And they added... Like, was it Bloom and Lens Flare? They J.J. Abrams Ghost in the Shell. And you don't need to
do
that.
I like how that's...
you don't J.J. Abrams Ghost in the Shell. It was two J.J. Abrams for J.J. Abrams, you know? So, but
you
we got
back
our...
back off your J.J. Abrams now.
We got our first... we got our first shot of it, and it doesn't look super terrible. But,
what a way to describe that.
Well, we see, again, it's one of those things where we see it with no film filters. We don't see it with any CG. We don't see it
any
with
post,
any color correction, anything like that. So is it going to be good or bad? We don't know yet, but we got our first images.
And we know where they're filming.
I'll go ahead and I'll try to link the article that that broke it and everything in there. Let's talk about, because during, when you were talking about getting a laptop earlier, we were walking, you were talking about Final Fantasy IX and different remakes and everything.
I want to replay Final Fantasy IX.
There's a Final Fantasy that's coming back out for PlayStation 4, and it's one of my favorite Final Fantasies. People didn't like Final Fantasy XII as much, I feel, when it came out on PS2, but it's coming back out for PS4, and I love it. This is going to look...
Do you know?
Well, it's looking really good. I would say it doesn't look like it was designed for PS4. It's one of those... It's just like Kingdom Hearts for PS3.
I'm playing Kingdom Hearts on my phone.
Of course you are.
It's actually really fun.
When you look at a game that was built for PS2 or, you know, something like that, and then just slightly up-converted in resolution and slightly texture benefit, you know, texture packed or whatever, it doesn't look... the best.
Needs more polygons.
It needs more polygons, but then it needs higher textures, and it sort of just needs to be remade, you know? That's as if they did an HD texture pack for Final Fantasy VII, and now they're redoing Final Fantasy VII from the ground up. It's going to be a new game.
That's actually why I loved the Half-Life remake.
Right.
Black Mesa Project.
Oh, I picked that back up too, by the way.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah,
that's really how you redo something like that.
Right, you stay faithful to the source material, and in this case it was a paid-for mod, but in Final Fantasy XII's case, it is going to be a remastered PS4, you know, version of the PS2 game that came out. It's going to be called Final Fantasy XII Zodiac Age, The Zodiac Age. And It looks okay, but I hope it's not the final version. I hope the final version is a little bit better. The color crushing that they've been doing doesn't look like they've done so much. It doesn't look super, super great. It is certainly more polished, but there are some things, and I don't know if you've ever seen this in like remakes, but if you see a side-by-side comparison, you could say like, okay, I definitely see where it looks better in the newer version. But I also see in the older version, like, some things look better then too. Like, the fog that they had looked better because PS2 did really good fog. Like, Shadow of the Colossus' fog, really nice fog.
Well, Shadow of the Colossus is a beautiful game. Especially for PlayStation 2.
Right, yeah. So, it's looking good.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I can't wait. Let's talk about something that was bad news and good news and whatever. So
it's just news.
Star Wars Battlefront by EA and DICE came out fairly recently.
Right, that was the thing that happened.
And I think it was EA and DICE. Maybe it was just the Frostbite engine. It wasn't by DICE. Or maybe they helped produce it or whatever.
I will believe anything you tell me. I know DICE. You don't lie.
Well, it's by EA, so it's kind of gray area. though I have read reviews of Mirror's Edge Catalyst, and something that I did not realize, but Mirror's Edge Catalyst is a restart. It's not a sequel.
Really? I did not know that either.
It's not a sequel.
I loved Mirror's Edge,
by the way. It is a restart.
It was amazing.
Mirror's Edge was great for what it was, but it wasn't everything it should have been. And I think Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
I really enjoyed it.
I think Catalyst is what it's supposed to be.
Well, now you just got me excited.
Though I did say, I did.
VR's happening.
I did, yeah. Prepare to throw up. Prepare to vomit everywhere, guys.
prepare to forget. You can't really do this.
I did read something that said the storyline is kind of meh. It's kind of like this weird RoboCop, dystopian future, like super...
Original RoboCop or current
remake? The new RoboCop. Okay, like super simple streamline. We're here for the action and the running around.
Well, I mean, that's what Mirror's Edge was.
Right. But I wanted a better story. I wanted a better story. I didn't want a story. I didn't want Remember Me story. And Remember Me, I felt Remember Me story was not that great. I felt Remember Me was like, okay, it looks good. It feels good. It was their first foray into a game like that, and their story was almost comical in some cases.
Okay,
and there was some nuance to that. I felt that was okay. But
I'll tell you what annoyed me was the redoing the dream or the memories.
Yeah.
Like, I did not like that mechanic at all.
Yeah, I think some stylistic choices. You know, they made some gameplay choices and whatever.
I did love Remember
Catalyst.
Me,
Catalyst seems to be going well. Anyway, I digress. I didn't mean to talk about that. I meant to say that Battlefront, the newest version of Battlefront, came out.
I
don't
remember me talking about Battlefront.
Came out fairly recently. But it wasn't the first Battlefront. There were two Battlefronts before that for PC, for PlayStation 2, and they were loved by everyone. No one hated
those
games. They were really, really good. Everybody loved those games. It was super popular, and they were working on Battlefront 3. But it was canceled. It was canceled, and we didn't ever think it was going to see the light of day. We saw some footage of it. And I think we saw like maybe a PS Vita or PSP version of it that never got released either. But as of Saturday, there have been rumors, and now there have been sort of people saying the creators of Star Wars Battlefront 3 that were doing it, the fan remake.
Okay.
Is getting a Steam release. Obviously, it's not going to be called Star Wars Battlefront 3, the fan remake. FW.
No, that would be great.
FR. It's going to be called Galaxy in Turmoil. Which started as a CryEngine mod, and then now Unreal Engine 3.
Okay.
So they went to the Unreal Engine, which is the jump engine. They've got a full fan-made development studio of 50 people, 50 developers, which is great.
Yeah.
Working on it for the mobile game and a AAA game, and then also Galaxy in Turmoil, which will be released on Steam. So that was really, really cool. I don't think it's got any release date yet. But it will.
Going back to the Black Mesa project, I thought that project died. I gave up on it.
Well,
and then they surprised.
I think
in
2009. I think that's the last thing I heard about 2009 or something. And I played a demo, and I was like, "This is cute, you know, this is nice." But then it came out, and then it released a little bit, and then it stopped being released.
They posted it on like. Some like Reddit or something.
ModDB, I think.
Yeah, there's like a zip. Was it ModDB?
Yeah,
that
I
was
think
on?
It was ModDB.
Because I had the zip and I played it.
Right.
And then it just kind of went away.
Went away.
And then a couple of years later, boom,
boom, and you can pay for it now.
Yeah, you could. They'll take your money.
I would, and I don't want to say that I'd rather pay for things than not. I just, if it's quality, I don't mind paying for it. And Black Mesa is 100% quality.
It is.
The guys that made it or that are making it or that are doing it or whatever, the development team. I don't know if it's all guys. The development team that's doing it.
Yeah, well, it'd be sexist.
It is well. It is it is awesome that they are so in tune with the spirit of Half-Life. That's what I think
because that's what it recaptured, and it told the same story, but updated, and for what it was wonderful.
It made it new. Real quick before we move on, start the Galaxy in Turmoil. It'll be free.
Right. Well, there you go.
It'll be free. Sorry. So
shut up and don't take my money.
My bad. Sorry.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So Black Mesa, though. Fantastic.
Yeah, buy
Black Mesa.
Fantastic
game.
Do it.
Original? No. Is it a perfect, updated version of it? Yes.
If you have not, especially if you have not played a Half-Life game.
That's what tripping me out, man. Like, I get itchy whenever people are like, you know, Half-Life? I've never played that. Is that like a dating
sim?
Okay,
well, you know my feelings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're not okay for radio.
Have you seen my crowbar?
We're gonna cut to a song. We're gonna come back. We're gonna end out this
smash
show.
Smash some head crabs.
This is Prime Theme by Metroid Metal. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And we will see you later on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Prime Theme by Metroid Metal. I said see you later at the end of that last
segment.
I just meant to say, like, see you after the song, but...
We have another segment.
We actually are out of time, so
we
will see you later.
We're going to do this and say words at you.
Thanks for listening to the show. All of our audio has been cut and dried and snipped and clipped and put online on our website. Bear, what is the website?
Our website is exppoints.com. Remember, double tap the...
You could also go to our social media website at exppoints.com/social. We have Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. Follow, like, subscribe, do all that stuff. And check out our websites. Check out our entire platform because we're always adding new stuff on there. If you go to exppoints.com, you actually see all the updates on all of the sub-platform sites.
And if you follow us, you get a totally...
legit message back that we typed and then told the robot to do. Yeah. We're going to leave you with three songs. This is going to be Tutorial Lab Remix by George and Jonathan, Throwing Fire by Ronald Jenkins, and then Now Hiring by Dr. Awkward and Schaefer the Dark Lord. We will see you next Wednesday. Thank you for listening again. This has been Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.